Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Hi, you know, I will confess that I used to spit out my green beans when my mother served them to me. I just didn't like them, you know? But that's not happening anymore. And I think the reason I didn't like them is because they were sort of chewy and tasteless. It probably was the way my mother cooked them. That can really make the difference. So we're here today to give you some wonderful recipes that will help you and your family love to eat fresh green beans because they are loaded with nutrients. Carolina, I have confessed I didn't like them, but I love them now. So are you a fresh green bean fan, or did you have trouble with that food?
Green beans are never big problem. I really like them, and thankfully so do my kids. So we have been green bean fans for a while. We grow our own green beans, which is actually one of the things to grow. So it's really fun for the kids to watch the little pods grow, and they get to, you know, exercise patience to wait for it to grow a little bit bigger before they pick it. And with my kids, I have to watch to make sure that from picking, it actually makes it inside the house before they eat them raw, which I don't really like them raw, but my kids do. So it's kind of weird, but yeah, it's fun. We like green beans.
Yeah, I think when they're fresh, they have a sweet, like anything that's been sun ripened, it has a nice sweet flavor. And even at the store, when they're fresh, they can be better, though we do use frozen as well. It's all about how you're cooking it. We promised everybody that they were really good for you, for your brain and your blood. Could you give us a quick rundown and what's so powerful about green beans?
Sure. There's a reason we're always telling kids to eat green beans. Because we want to be mean dictators, but we want people to eat green beans because they're excellent sources of vitamin K. They're also really good sources of manganese, vitamin C. They have lots of fiber, folate, vitamin B2, and they also have even some copper, some B1, chromium, calcium. Gosh, the list goes on. They really are a multivitamin inside a little pod there. So it's a fantastic, even have a tiny bit of omega-3 fatty acids. So it's really has a vitamin and a mineral to serve just about every organ in your body. I want to mention the mineral silicon, because that's what makes it easier for us to absorb bone supportive and connective tissue nutrients. And it's not that easy to find in nature. You do find it in green beans. So it's a fantastic vegetable for every the family, no matter what kind of needs they're trying to meet that day.
Well, you know, the key here is that any kind of fruit or vegetable that has the seed, and you're eating the seed. That's why seeds, sesame seeds and sunflower seeds and nuts, they're all seeds, and they are just loaded with nutrients. So there's your cue. When there's some seeds in the pod, in this case, you're eating the seed and the pod, that is also great. All right, so it's very good for your brain, for your blood, for your eyes. How about that? Your hair. It's a long, long list, but we want to know how to cook them so they're really yummy. Carolina, what is, I know you've got some recipes there. Let's start with the green bean fry, which may surprise people, but they're not deep fried. That's the key. So
yeah, well, let me back up for a second. You mentioned fresh is best, and you're right. Fresh is best. It has all the 100% availability of all those minerals and vitamins that we were talking about. But you can't get fresh beans all year round if you're buying local and trying to stick with organic and local. So when you cannot find those, is it okay to get frozen? Absolutely. There's going to be a small loss. Maybe like 10% or 20%, depending on each vitamin and mineral, but it's still a huge source for vitamins and minerals. So it's no reason to pass it up. And if you grow your own, you can even freeze your own for when during the parts of the year that you can't grow them or that it's too cold outside to get some fresh ones. And to freeze your own is super simple. You just drop them in boiling water for 2 to 3 minutes and then take them out, dry them really well, and then put them in individual freezing boxes, and well, not one green bean per box, but smaller portions, and then you can freeze them and you can use them later. So you can buy it frozen. And then the only one that I try to stay away from is canned. You're not going to lose a lot of nutrients on canned, so that's still okay, but you have to worry about the canning process, if they added any salt or not, so just watch for that.
Carolina. Carolina, I have to tell you a story. I worked at a canning factory once. It was, college days. I needed a job, and I was on the line picking out the bad green beans. Before they canned them. A lot of them got by. We all tried our best. Let me tell you, I will never, ever, ever eat a canned green bean. Just an FYI for everyone. I think you're better off frozen. And of course, if you have the luxury of fresh, go for it. Okay, just had to share that story. It's one of those times in my life. Very, very, very prominent in my brain. I can see it, feel it, taste it right now. So I'm not canned anything.
Well, if you are going to eat them fresh, most people don't want to eat them raw. So when you are going to cook them, steaming is going to be the best case scenario so that you can maintain most of your nutrients. And try to steam them just long enough for them to be softer, to bite into it. Don't steam the heck out of it, because then you're just kind of draining all the nutrients out of it too. And it's best if you can keep them away from the water. Don't let them come in contact with the water. Turn that bright green color, they're ready to eat.
That would be why I didn't like them as a kid. My mother, I think, boiled them to death, and they were just so crummy, tasteless, yucky. So follow what Carolina said, and you'll love them. They'll be fresh and green. But there's some cool ways. You found, as I mentioned earlier, a way to make a green bean fry that's good for you. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so if you have somebody that does not like green bean, I'd say this is definitely the way to turn them into green bean fans. This is called green bean fries, but there's no frying involved, obviously. You're just going to dip the green beans into beaten eggs. Just beat a couple of eggs, dip them in there, and then you're going to dip them into panko and just really coat them in there. You can mix a little bit of pepper and cheese with your panko, and then just coat them in that, and then just take it to the oven at 425 degrees Fahrenheit and let it bake, and they'll be super crispy. If you have a broil setting in your oven, turn to broil for a few minutes right before you take it out, and that makes it extra crispy, and they're delicious. I think you turn even your non-green bean fans into green bean fans.
Okay, you mentioned oven. We have just a little time. I don't want to get the oven roasted one in it too, because that's really good.
Yeah, green beans are super versatile. You can make it anywhere you want. So you can grill them, you can oven roast it. Oven roasted is my personal favorite. I feel like it brings out just so much flavor, so I don't add a lot. I usually just kind of drizzle olive oil and put a little bit of garlic. Like sometimes I'll crush the fresh garlic, sometimes I'll use garlic powder, whatever I have in hand. And that's it. Just those two things really let the green bean shine by itself. You can make a green bean and potato dish and kind of dice them all together and put them together, but the green bean alone is going to be great. And then the grilled that I mentioned, when I am going to grill my green bean, say that three times fast, I like to marinate it. So I marinate it in lemon juice and some garlic and some olive oil and leave it in the fridge overnight. That tends to soften them up. So then when I throw it on the grill, which you can do it over foil since they can fall through the griddle, they cook super fast, and you also get that kind of snappy, more crisp texture to your green beans, and my kids love it. I have to warn them not to burn their fingers because they pick them at the plate so fast that they're all gone. So I hope we inspired you to try green beans again. If you don't like them as a kid, try them again. Maybe you'll like them now, and present them in different ways to your kids so that they love green beans for their whole lives. Remember, you can always find us on kidcritics.org, and that's spelled with two K's, and all our shows become podcasts on radiomd.com. That's where you always find us. Remember, in the meantime, to always stay well.